Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 11th of May, recording at 7:37 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. The U.S. trade gap unexpectedly narrowed to $55 billion, and I think the consensus of analysts, economists, was that it would be down nearly $62 billion. And so that statistic du jour helped to firm the US dollar, which remains near the higher side of its overall trading range for this year. Now, the other development, now Wall Street came in a bit steady on the back of that news and then weakened and was actually down over 90 points at one stage, but regained that or cut that back rapidly, and it was helped by two factors. First, the price of crude oil fell by over a dollar and a half, more on that in a minute, and then the data came out at 7 o'clock that the U.S. had posted the largest April budget surplus in 3 years. That was due to tax receipts, and that pushed Wall Street to the upside. Okay, let's go back now and just have a more general review. Overall, the technical action I maintain is not very good. I think I'd said earlier in the week that we had evidence was accumulating that the technical rally was over. We had certainly corrected the short-term oversold condition, and indeed, in some instances, it created short-term overbought conditions. Now, in terms of a somewhat more medium-term background, I maintain that the excellent technical bull rally within Wall Street's secular bear market, that rally from March 2003 through the end of February 2005, that is well and truly over, given the deterioration, the technical deterioration that we have actually seen. And I maintain that there are plenty of headwinds, not least rising interest rates, here to keep markets on the defensive. So I look really for sideways to lower ranging by these markets, and there's a risk that we could see a bungee jump or two, because markets do tend to fall faster than they rise, particularly if we're in an overall secular bear market. Now, in terms of highlights on the day, well, I don't think there are a great many. Asia was reasonably steady overall, given the weakness that we had seen on Wall Street last night. I think a lot of that has to do with all this talk of a Chinese revaluation of the yuan. Don't hold your breath has been my view for the last 3 years, and I'm not going to change that opinion, although inevitably the longer time passes, the closer we get to some change in what's going on with the Chinese currency. So my strategy in these stock markets, and where I have long positions, as I've said repeatedly, these are largely in Asia, particularly emerging Asia, and they are also in resources stocks, both mining and also oil, and a bit in gold. And these are held mainly, almost entirely, in my self-administered pension accounts, and also in some family tax-effective ISA accounts. So I'm not going to sell those unless markets get a surprisingly good rally, because I do like those positions for the very long term. However, I'm net short, and then I increased my net short position in here today by adding to my German DAX short position and to my S&P MIB short position. Now, elsewhere, bonds, the U.S. bond, well, all government bonds, and they've steadied. Remember, they had the downward dynamics, I think it was last Friday, and some were quite dramatic, not least that downside key day reversal on the 10-year Australian government bonds. I posted charts of that, I think, at the beginning of the week. And those I described as tradable signals. Now, we have seen the bonds I'm not interested in trading from the short side. We have seen gilts, UK gilts, and we have seen the euro bunds push back up through those previous highs. We have not seen that with the treasuries or with the US treasuries or with the Japanese bonds or the JGBs. So, my feeling still is that even if were to see those latter markets emulate what has occurred with the gilts and the euro bunds, in other words, push above last week's highs, I would be very much of the view that there is limited upside scope and that the weakness that we saw was, if not the top of the rally, the penultimate top, and that the final top isn't very much higher. So I am still thinking about adding to that short position, but more recently I've been more keen to actually come in and short the stock market futures indices. Now, this currency situation it remains interesting, particularly where you may think, why is it interesting? Very little action taking place here. Well, if you have a number of precious metals positions and industrial metals positions, then it's interesting by definition because a strong dollar would create a headwind for those, very stiff headwind, especially for the precious metals. And I'm keen to lighten in this sector overall, just because I maintain that against this background of a largely sideways ranging dollar, that curtails upside potential somewhat, obviously in the precious metals. But I also maintain that there is no evidence that the US dollar has completed its overall technical rally, and it could rally a bit further. So my two-prong approach to this, I'm thinking, should I increase my US dollar long hedge and or cut back on some of my precious metals positions? Now, for the third time since I've held platinum in here, I have seen that rally up to the got back up today to the July platinum, which I hold, and there's a small backwardation there of $3, which has kept me in it. But for the third time in the last few months, I have seen that rally back up as it got today to 885.8, that was today's high, only to blink and fall back. Now, I've kept it overall because the lows have been rising, so it's giving it a sort of an ascending triangular characteristic, and I've been hoping that it would break up out of that range, and I've been hoping that because of the overall backwardation activity that we see in the rising lows. But I think it's kind of a high risk strategy. I would not be trying to persuade anyone I would certainly not be trying to persuade anyone to buy platinum at this stage. And again, I looked at it today and said, well, shall I pull the position out? And I didn't have to ponder it for very long before the dollar rallied on the trade figures, and platinum promptly came off, dropping down to 877, but it still closed at 881.2, so it was up on the day and reasonably steady. Interestingly, also gold bounced back from a sell-off, as did silver, although it still closed down slightly on the day. And the industrial metals, we mostly saw a bit of profit taking in line what I've just described for the precious metals. So, where does that actually leave us? Crude oil, that's important, I think, psychologically for the stock market, but there are too many headwinds, too many other problems, the deteriorating patterns overall. The mood has changed. I think it would require massive pump priming, infusion of liquidity, in other words, from the central banks to prevent, say, further sideways to lower ranging, and to repeat myself, the possibility of a bungee jump or two. The debate in my mind is whether we get the sell-off, the bigger part of the sell-off or the climactic, the really climactic stage of the sell-off, whether we get that this year or next year. That's a subject I'll return to many times. My hunch at this stage, though, is that markets will be even more vulnerable, at least in the first half of 2006. So on that note, I'm inclined to stay net short and wish you all the very best.